listening to her and not going against her and expressing her leadership. Yeah, thank you very much for listening to her and following her. Thank you very much. She was tough.
Yeah, she was
very
good. We can vote her in as well.
I think that's
I had thought before I went, I had thought it, what was going to happen was that you were going to adopt this in our absence. But it seems as if we were given a grace to have it today. So today we're just looking at it.
Welcome, Emma.
Who Emma was there? Emma was actually putting the polls in Namibia.
Yeah.
She was born in Namibia as a deputy minister of health. Welcome, with Mamwara, deputy minister. Welcome back. So all we're supposed to be doing is supposed to be looking at this. I'm hoping that members did have time to look through this, and I've looked through it. If people did not know what was happening, what they are supposed to be doing, I think it's given very well here. And even the reports that we've looked into at meeting the department, the only part that I thought probably we needed to add something, I think members would correct me if I'm wrong.
Is it not
that
the
one emailed to us?
No, it's not. So you changed?
No.
You emailed something else and then you...
Let's get to know. What is that?
It's the one with email recommendations that made sense.
This one that has
been done? The one that sort of email can compare to the system.
Okay. So this is the report, but it's unfair to give it now and the staff members to understand it. So unfortunately, it doesn't seem as if we've got a quorum, but irrespective of the fact that we don't correct now, but we can just discuss, because the point that I thought I was going to bring to you was that on the recommendations, we thought that we needed to put it in another way, where our findings, we're going to put them as general findings. But by general findings, the things that cut across the whole report that we have. Like, let me make an example. Like, for instance, if you look at all the reports that we have looked at, they all talk about understanding or overcoming. So there's the financial mismanagement general in the department. So it's a general finding. And the other one, which I think is a general thing, is that you have noticed that when we ask the department, especially before the present HOC, that most of the information that we're getting was not a true reflection of what's happening in the department. It was a false, the information was not good. So there seems to be a lack of information generally in the department where we're given this, and we find that what's happening in the province is because those are general findings. And if you look at human resources, every program has got shortage of staff, even in the province. That's a general finding that you find in there. So we thought that we'll have those general findings, and then we'll do other things per program. That if it's program one or program two, then we make our findings per program. And even the recommendations are going to come as recommendations on general findings and recommendations per program. This is the only change that we're doing, so that even if somebody reads our report, can follow it why we did it that way. So this is what I wanted to suggest that we do, and Uvyoga has already started in doing it that way. That is not going to change your recommendations. Probably some of the recommendations, we might put them together, depending which program they belong to. We just craft them so that they become together. One other part that I thought was important, I think we have noticed that the department has not done one of the things that we are supposed to do. Legally, the academic complexes, by law, they belong to the national department. But if you notice, in fact, that the academic complexes are running the provinces, which is not according to law, and that's an observation, and probably what we need to make that recommendation, that the academic complexes should go where they belong. Academic complexes, they are talking about the Charlotte Masters, these people, the weather teachers, they're supposed to go to national, and the provinces will be able to handle the primary health care, which has actually failed, and there's one recommendation that, that talks about primary health care. I'm not sure what this movement, Masvevita Lepansi Song, Aritule Fat. So I think that's the only probably addition that is there that was not in the recommendations. And in fact, it can come as a general, because the general thing that all the provinces, they are using those academic complexes as if they belong to them. Yet by law, they belong to national. And then they can actually concentrate on primary health care, on district hospitals, and level 2 and down 1. So I'm just opening up a discussion on these two things that I've mentioned, and if there's anything that you want us to discuss on what I've said, then we can discuss it. Fortunately now, I think we've got enough numbers to do, but let's just discuss before we go into that one. Okay, you were not around, so you're supposed not to know what was going on. Oh, okay.
When was
this recommendation? By the way, tomorrow the Minister of Treasury of Finance is talking. So it's supposed to be in by today, by 3 o'clock at 5 I get some of your guys. Memory, Deputy Minister.
Chairperson, I think that one of academic hospitals becoming national entities, I think that is the one that is most important. Otherwise, at least a lot of them, a lot of what recommendations we've made are in. So
yeah,
we want to strengthen them further. But issues of time frame as well are very important in terms of, I mean, when they plan, they must adhere to plans. And we are happy because at least we said every 6 months we must do this, every 4 months, you know, there's time frame issues. So, yeah.
If not, in fact, the second document that is being distributed is the one that has got time frame. We just want to entrance the time frame part of it. Thanks, Deputy Minister. Okay.
Look, I know that I was not part of the meeting last week, but I thought when we deal with this issue of hospital revitalization, we should include the issue of maintenance. Somehow they must have a budget for maintenance.
Okay, I'm hoping that they are taking some of those people. Okay, the academic complexes, the maintenance. Yeah, I didn't see part of that talk about maintenance. Okay, Chairperson.
Thank you, but they said that the power of the weight, the mouth, whatever you say,
will happen.
Allow, it will happen.
So she's going to be destined. They are going to become a president.
And
Maureen
will soon be, but they will have crossed the English. I think what you have said about the understanding, maybe it is there, but I want to be saying that this issue of revitalization grants, which makes the department to understand. I do have a suggestion to be saying that that grant should be monitored on a quarterly basis. Because I think if they were monitoring it on a quarterly basis, they would be seeing that they are really because you find that the department, they are gunning to understand, or they are understood by 2%, but 2%, because it's normal. It says it's normal if your maximum is 2%. But that 2% is like in the issue of the 2009 financial, it amounted to 457 million. Now, it depends on when you talk about 2%. If you talk in terms of billions, the millions, a person to really understand by this million is unacceptable. Therefore, I think we have to say that they have to doing it on a quarterly basis. And we want to have the report. So that we shouldn't be saying, opening our mouth now, that people have understand. We should be saying, on a quarterly basis, you were supposed to have spend 25% of your allocated budget. Why? All those things.
In fact, that brings another point that probably we have not been doing our work very well. Because we're meeting them at certain times, but we need to call them more often so that they can follow up
on
what happens with communication to an oversight.
And I think there should be financial management to that. You must bear in mind in the Department of Health, most managers are non financial managers. And if they are non financial managers, they may not be put up with the thing. We want to see not this issue of the training alone, we be told people are trained, but specifically on finance, we have to see.
Thanks. No, that has been recorded, and I think it's a very important point. Okay, members, is that all? So, okay, we'd leave it at that. It was just a discussion. But we've got a report already. What I wanted us to do is just to adopt this report and then implement these changes. We're going to implement exactly what you have said. We're not going to add something that you didn't say or subtract some of the things.
Mm-hmm.
Can somebody move that we adopt the report? Because I think we're enough now.
Yeah.
Okay, Mike? Okay.
We adopt the report.
Okay. Okay.
Okay. Sorry, just before we adopt the report, are we happy with primary healthcare coverage?
Yeah.
Our comments, are we happy? Because it's only one line. I'm not sure if anyone has got anything. But you know, primary healthcare is the foundation.
In fact,
if we don't stress more on it, we might. I don't know.
In fact, we're going to put it that way.
Mm.
When we're talking about these academic complexes,
mm.
legally belonging to national,
mm.
that's where we're going to put this, that then the provinces must concentrate on primary, because that's where the service delivery is.
Okay.
No.
But I want to, before, I think I want to hear or I want to see whereby the national is in charge of provinces. I cannot feel it. Because at a certain stage, when you ask them, like we are at national parliament, we cannot be calling provinces. But I'm expecting when I call national, must be able to announce, not to be told in one statement. I was told that we were told that provinces are autonomous. Why should we have the national? The issue of monitoring is being written, but it's not been done.
Yeah, in fact, we're going to put it in the very first general observation is that there seems to be no consistency between provinces and national. That's the very first one. And we're going to do it in two forms. We're going to put as a general recommendation that national and provinces must be able to work together and monitor each other. And then we'll put it again under a program. I think it's, where's the monitoring? I think it's program 3. Under program 3, we're going to put it again as the recommendation that they must make sure that they monitor provinces, because they seem to be doing haywire. Even this problem of finances, where people could could have an unauthorized expenditure of 11 billion. I mean, it's out of order. And go and overdraft of 8 billion,
yeah.
All the provinces. That's out of order.
It's shocking.
This is really shocking.
Yes.
It's shocking.
Committee conversation number one, we don't know what
exactly.
Alignment and the coordination of the territorial
government
department.
Yeah. We're going to make it a general finding and a general recommendation.
Because they write them, but they don't do them.
Mm-hmm.
Like you will think about it with the way you. But does it actually happen?
But you might find that you know countries better than national. And in fact, even better than some of the MECs. You know that hospital better than the MEC. You know the hospital. Okay, so with those few words that. No, but you said you can't admit his mother. So he would rather.
That's my fault.
Okay, okay. Then I think that we have adopted the report with with the changes that are contributed. No, the second one is my mother, and you can decide.
I can second. I will be happy to second my.
I can see that connection.
Yeah.
You see, my mother, you should not have gone to Namibia. Should not have gone to Namibia.
Yeah, yeah, been so successful.
You know, in politics, you leave one day, when you come back, you might be out of your position.
You are the one who was looking for members.
But what I'm worried about, you know, when people become friends, having opposite organizations, then you don't know which one is going to where. Now, I'm worried whether you are going to DA or the DA or Mike is coming to you. We don't know which one is happening,
so
but counting to
just a little worry
about the old members' colors.
Okay, members, if there's nothing, then I want to give Vyogan time to quickly do this so that by 3 o'clock they go in. And we need to assist each other. I'm not English speaking, so I must not have good English. But she has. But tomorrow we're meeting at 9 o'clock. We're meeting MRC, the Medical Research Council, tomorrow morning. So let's go there knowing that at 9 o'clock. Where are we meeting?
M201.
Next to my office.
Next to your office.
Next to my office.
I'm wondering, why are we meeting all the time, meeting next to the
every time we meet at the second time now. There are no venues.
And there's a very beautiful venue that is next to Freedom Park. What is that venue? Everybody wants
that venue.
That venue is so beautiful. It's nice to get it. It's at the fifth floor there.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's beautiful. Yeah, it's beautiful. I would wish that we have our meeting, all our meetings are there. Members,
this place is very comfortable.
It's apartment.
But this area, this part is really dark. You know, you can't see me now. There's not enough light. I'm too dark. You only see the teeth.
Is the teeth and the white.
That's why I'm always smiling. I'm trying to make sure that you can see me. Members, thank you very much. Makanya, welcome. Can I just have a few minutes with the ANC comrades?
All right, thank you.
Thank you. We'll meet tomorrow. Deputy Minister. No, you can sit for a minute. The one that you talked to me, okay. No, thank you for reminding me. I'm so sorry. You know, he came to me, and she was a little bit worried. She was a little bit worried about the fact that me, at times I'm protecting whoever that we are interviewing. My argument there is that, you know, the best way to get information out of a person is to make that person comfortable. And you get enough information. But I always believe I work like I don't know whether you have ever seen a crocodile. A crocodile is not too strong. I'm told that the masseter muscle, the muscle that it uses to chew, is the strongest of all the animals that you can imagine. It can break your bones, it can break the bones of a cow. But at the same time, that same muscle can carry its own baby with tender care. The same muscle can do the same. So I always believe that if somebody does something totally wrong, you must be able to fight or even fire that person out of the business. But at the same time, when they are here, you must be able to make them give as much information without tension. That is my policy, my motive. But at the same time, I'm saying maybe at times it's understanding what helps and understanding the difficulties. But I'm not trying to protect them. But from now onwards, I'm going to try and leave the meeting to hit them as hard as you can. I won't in that case, but I'll make sure that I just chair the meeting so that we can get as much as, because the aim is to get the information as to what are they doing to better the lives of our people. That is the bottom line. Okay.
I just say, if like you do this, if like today is only us, we don't have a problem. But at a certain stage, we know that as you, as the doctor this time, you know the answer to this. We would like to hear it from them.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, just even if you see that. Now, Morosi has asked a very stupid question. Not stupid. It's an easy question, I guess, but sometimes you want them. Because you'll find that you may know the answer, they may not know the answer.
Okay.
That's what we are, with due respect, not undermine the test.
No problem. No. I think I've agreed that it will depend on the situation, but obviously they've got to answer. It's like being a fatherly figure. When you ask my kids difficult things, I always feel for them and say, no, let me protect my kids. But you're spoiling them. You're spoiling them. But I'll try and make sure that I'm happy. Thank you very much. Okay, thank you. Oh, so, Mark, you're moving with the deputy minister. Where are the bodyguards?
Yes!
No, you said
the
you.
The
anti-caucus.